Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, King of Israel. And so began the mild infatuation with the word Hosanna. Mild because you don't hear it quite so often, and yet the word is becoming more and more popular, as some are even being named with that word, Hosanna. The church really picked up use of that word as part of its worship early on. And we know it very well as we sing it as part of our divine service, our communion liturgy just before the Lord's Supper. Holy, 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 Lord God of Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. That first Palm Sunday saw the great crowd surround Jesus as he entered into Jerusalem, going down the side of the Mount of Olives, through the Kidron Valley, and up the hill, the mount, to Jerusalem. Many were following him from Bethany, the place where he had most recently raised Lazarus from the dead. That miracle startled many of those who were gathered around Jerusalem for the celebration of the Passover, the religious leaders. But others who knew Jesus, who were followers of him, were excited that he was now in the area. Followers of Jesus and of his teachings were amazed by his miracle on Lazarus. And now, Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem, the holy city. Could this be the moment they had been wondering about? Could Jesus be going to Jerusalem to finally unite the Jews as one? Could he get everyone on the same page and perhaps even begin the work of restoring David's glorious kingdom? Excitement in Judea was at an all-time high. Imagine the context. For centuries you have been waiting the coming Messiah, and perhaps he was here. Perhaps his work had begun. And it was the celebration of Passover to boot. Thousands of Jewish pilgrims from all over the world gathered in the holy city. And so down the mount Jesus rode, and up the other side on the back of a donkey. Images of Zechariah's prophecy would come to mind. The crowds would not stop their thoughts from drifting to the high hopes that Jesus was their king. Even the king of Israel were on their lips as they offered up Hosanna. Hosanna, the word that burst from their mouths. No doubt at that time, it was more a word used in exclamation than really with any significant meaning. No one would have probably given it much thought. Similar to our use of the word today of holiday. Or when someone gets relieving news, they might offer up a hallelujah. It's a Sunday in Lent, so I can say that. The word hallelujah itself actually means praise be to God. Hosanna's roots are a bit different. If you look at the hymnal, the part where the Sanctus is sung, you will see that at the bottom of the page it gives a definition of the word. Hosanna is a Hebrew word of praise, meaning save us now. That definition moves us ever closer to a better understanding of that word. Hosanna finds its most common use before the Sanctus in the church as the great part of the great Hallel of the Hebrews. You can find that song in Psalms 113 through Psalm 118. But most pointedly, that word occurs in Psalm 118, verse 25. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. The Hebrew people of the Old Testament, the faithful ones, knew that they were sinners. They believed then that they were slaves to sin, even though they were children of Abraham. Faith in Yahweh God for salvation from sin, for forgiveness, was essential to their life as a religious people. And the sacrificial system of the Old Testament was set in place by God to assure his people of that forgiveness. And each sacrifice offered in the temple grounds pointed ahead to one great and final sacrifice. And so it was not uncommon for the Jewish people, the faithful of the Old Testament, to offer up prayers to God for saving. The Jews in Jesus' day oppose this, however, when they say, "We are children of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone." Jesus fired back, saying, "Everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin." So no matter what your biological heritage, all sinners are slaves to sin. All sinners then need freedom. Hosanna should ever be on our lips until Christ returns in glory. Perhaps the excited Jews traveling with Jesus to Jerusalem were wishing for freedom from the Romans. Hosanna, save us now. Romans were their most immediate occupier. The Jews did have their own king, but he was not from David's line. At best, he was a puppet king. True freedom could only come if the Romans were removed from power. The temple was being rebuilt there in Jerusalem, so maybe the true king would come soon as he sees this monument resurrected. But the work of saving is critical in understanding this word, Hosanna. It was most likely forgotten over time and in Jesus' time. Yet the word itself, the word in Hebrew, the word for saving, is actually closely connected with another great word. Both come from the same Hebrew root word, yeshah, which means save. Of course, the other great word coming from that same root is Jesus. The Hebrew form of Jesus is Yeshua, from the same word, Yashah. You'll recall the angel's words to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1. "You shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Yeshua, Jesus, is the name of salvation. There is no other name under heaven by which we shall be saved. And at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. While the Jews may have lost sight of the meaning of the word Hosanna, we should not. We sing it often, and rightfully so. Save us. It should be on our lips every day of our life, like that of the Kyrie. Lord, have mercy. Lord, save us. Hosanna. And every time we sing it, every time we say it, we should be reminded of Jesus. For his name and the word Hosanna share a basic meaning and theme: salvation. Jesus entered the great city of the Jews to suffer, to die for all mankind. Second gospel reading for today carries us to that pivotal historic moment, that day we remember, this coming Good Friday. Today, Palm Sunday begins that trek. With the arrival of Palm Sunday comes the arrival of Christ's ministry into Jerusalem proper. His hour fast approaching, the time to stay away no more. The time for mankind's salvation was at hand. Hosanna, save us now. You, I, and all mankind need Jesus. You need Palm Sunday. You need the work of saving by Jesus, the one who saves. For you know your own sinfulness. You know your corruption. You feel guilt in your heart. You bear the weight of failure on your shoulders. You wish you could do better, that you could do more. Repent. Turn to Jesus, the one who saves. By his coming into Jerusalem to the shouts of Hosanna, save us, Jesus begins that very work. And he will complete it, and he did complete it on the cross. Your sins stand now forgiven. Your guilt has been taken away. The Lord Jesus has borne all your failures upon his shoulders. Cast your cares on him, for he cares for you. Take his yoke upon you, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Very popular Sunday school children's song gets it right. Ho, 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 Hosanna. Ha, ha, hallelujah. He saves me. Now I've got the joy of the Lord. And so you do. The joy of the Lord is yours, for the Lord Jesus has saved you. Hosanna. Amen. The peace that does pass all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our great Savior from sin. Amen.